Thank you for calling Travers. This is Carrie. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. Mike, please.
He's not in right now. Can I take a message?
Well, it's Tina from Local Splash, and we're having trouble processing this month's payment. Is he the only one that handles that, or is there someone else that could help?
No, I could do that, too. Actually, it's funny because I was going to call you guys because I was trying to get into it, and I was having an issue.
Oh, yep, that's why. It's because of the payment. Exactly. So for future reference, if you try to log on and you get that banner that says your account's in suspension, click here to reactivate.
No, it didn't even say that. I hadn't even gotten that far.
Oh,
like,
wow.
When it says, welcome to Local Splash, I have my username and I have the password in there, but it's not allowing me to, like, there's no way for me to get to, like, an enter button.
The billing page.
No. Like, it won't even enter. Like, I can't, like, literally, it's like the weirdest thing. Like, it literally shows, like, username and password, but I try to scroll.
So you can fill that out, but you can't enter it. Like, you
can't
enter.
Login,
right?
Like, exactly. It's like the weirdest thing.
So what I'm going to do is I will let the tech team know that you're having a trouble with that, and I'll have them reset it. So in case they reset your password or something, just keep an eye out in your email. But the tech team will definitely get that fixed for you.
Yeah,
okay. And then
I have seen that we've had a better, like, it's easier to find us on, like, the Gmail. And so we've gotten a couple of things from Facebook, but they weren't really quality, to be honest. But we see that there's movement going there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it would be better if you could look at the analytics, too. You know, so I want to get
that. And I was looking at the analytics until about maybe a couple of weeks ago. Like, I noticed that I was, it was walking out.
It was not from the beginning then. It was just something new that happened.
Yeah,
that
just new,
on, right?
Like, as in the last, like.
Got it.
2 or 3 weeks, maybe, if that, you know?
Okay.
And then I just got busy, and then, you know, so I didn't call to check on that. But, we have a new, because we had fraud on the account, so that's why we have a new card.
Okay. So then let me get your payment up to speed, and then I will have the tech team fix that dashboard issue, you know, ASAP.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, we definitely, it's working. Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. Okay, so my only question is for the new card, is it still the same billing address, the P.O. Box 1748?
Yeah, it's still the P.O. Box 1748. Yeah, it is. Yep.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
All right, so it's the 5571.
Okay.
6400.
Got it.
0206.
Okay.
0557.
And expiration?
9/27.
And the code?
977.
977. Okay. So let me get your authorization and then you will be good to go. So let me make sure everything. Okay, good. That one worked. I got the green light. So thank you so much for updating that. And then, like I said, stand by if you get an email that they're resetting your password or something.
Okay.
Then that means that you should be able to get right back in. But usually when I send out a tech request, they say within, 1 to 3 business days. But I'm pretty sure we can get this handled today. Okay.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. Have a great rest of your day, too.
All right. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.